On this week's episode of the We've Seen That podcast, we watched Die Hard. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jim.
Cut the music. We are back for another week of the We've Seen That podcast. Jim, what a week. How are you doing?
It's been a good one.
It's fucking rainy as shit right now, and I'm supposed to golf tomorrow, so I'm really hoping the weather picks up.
The makers of the We've Seen That podcast would like to provide you with the following volume warning for the next minute or two. You have been warned.
It is here, too. It's really disappointing.
Fucking awful. First
week of golf league, right?
Yes, tomorrow. And it's supposed to be 60 and sunny here, so I don't know if I believe that yet, but I will definitely get that. That was my phone going crazy. Sorry about that. Before we start, there is something I'd like to lead into. This has been a lot of prep in the work, Jim, so I really felt like you would like to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 84th rendition of the We've Seen That podcast. It's time! 1 hour, ready to tear apart the pod once again. He is the reigning, defending, 10 out of 10 score-giving machine, Scott Holmquist!
Fucking A, boys, I'm back. Hello.
Dude, you might be the most ridiculous person I've ever met.
So Jim was made aware before the pod that there could be some shenanigans on this show. What can I say other than it is great to be back? And I think I want to lead off with this. I want to just get it out of the way right away. I have no more excuses when it comes to missing an episode of this podcast. I am completely 100% done in public accounting, and that is a fucking monumental thing to say. And so this period of this skit is going to be my eulogy for public accounting, which is dead. Jim, I don't know if you felt this way when you got out, but I feel like fucking Leonard Skinner right now. I'm free as a bird. And maybe you felt the same way, but whoo-wee, it is fucking phenomenal feeling, let me just say.
The 2 weeks off between jobs didn't hurt that feeling.
Right. But I gotta just say this. This year, I'm not kidding, I was plugging 90s, 100-hour weeks, and that is fucking bullshit. So just if anybody's listening from home working 90 to 100-hour weeks, I do not recommend it at all. Not a fan. 0 out of 10.
It is, in fact, never worth it.
0 out of 10. Doesn't matter what money you make in the world. It ain't going to make you happy. Accepted a position where I'm probably going to be working about 40 to 45 hours a week, which sounds fucking fantastic. So I'm just here to say this is a big old fuck you to public accounting. I'm done. And I'm never going back.
We'll leave it
and
up to some.
Thus ends my excuse train for missing this podcast. Yeah. I'm fucked now if I miss one. I'm done. Like, I got nothing left. yeah. Yeah.
There's always some amount of discretion.
Yeah, but most important thing from that is just, you know, life is fucking short. I mean, God forbid you ever have to just give up a winter, because it's brutal. Every time someone texts me this time of year, it's literally like, hey, I know you're really busy, but do you want to, like, go to Culver's? Fuck yeah, I want to go to Culver's. Nobody should need to lead with the fact that I'm dying inside. Because I was. So, I'm back. I feel fucking great. I haven't felt this great in a long time. And let's fucking go, boys. We got a big fucking show. Big fucking show to get to here. I don't know where to start because I forgot how this show goes. So, maybe you guys need to help me out here.
It's always what we're watching. So what did you watch?
Okay. So this is a So here's the thing. Let me just acknowledge that right out of the bat. These two fuckers right here did a fucking hell of a job. The podcast that I listened to, I don't, which movie was it? The last one you guys did?
Apes.
Dude. Yes. This the chemistry is solidified between the two of you. It's fucking fantastic. So for those listening now, go back and listen to those episodes if you didn't, if you waited for me to come back, which is an unlikely thing. But
because I didn't know if it would happen.
No, God only knew. I recall in the group chat, Jim almost invited Adam to this episode, but then Adam said, I don't want to steal Scott's thunder, and Jim said no one could steal his thunder. So you guys did great. I thoroughly enjoyed that episode more than I've enjoyed any of our episodes. You figured it out now. So yeah, I will be glad to come back always, in and get like 25% of what you had last week. So let's fucking roll. We're back. That's right.
There always needs to be a 10 on this pod to outweigh my low scores.
Well, spoiler alert, this is not a 10. Again. I'm just going to start there. this is not a 10 to come back with.
Now I'm disappointed we should have picked something that would have been a 10.
Well, there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
You know. Starting with what we're watching, I guess I can start. I haven't, believe it or not, watched much TV lately. But what we did do is we started Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland, I believe. Is it Sutherland?
Sutherland.
Sutherland. It's an all right show. That is the definition of what this show is. It is all right. I'm having some fun with it, but it's just all right. I don't remember if I talked about Cheer on the last pod that I was on, which is back in the Stone Age, but we watched Cheer at some point this busy season. But that's literally all I haven't watched at a goddamn thing. Not one. So I'm useless in this segment. But Jim, what have you been watching?
Angie and I have continued True Blood. So spoilers if you're out there and you are going to watch it at some point on HBO. But secret's out. The main lead actress, she is not human. She appears to be a fairy. And so when the vampires drink her blood, they can withstand an amount of time in the sun.
Nice.
Which is relatively wild. We also got to the werewolves finally, because you can't have vampires without werewolves.
Sure.
And then also No Way Home still fucking slaps.
So that's
stays at a 9 out of 10. Andrew Disney Garfield now? Coming through that portal is still hitting with the emotional... freight train that it did in the theater.
God, you know, almighty.
And youth pastor Toby is just fucking great. That is on the DVD I bought.
It's the DVD already. Holy shit.
It feels like legitimately yesterday.
You know, I just had the realization that I went to that movie like 4 months ago. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, because you definitely saw that one.
Yeah. I know, it's fucked up. Holy shit. Jim, is that all?
That is all right. I got for what we're watching.
Anthony,
you are up.
Perfect. Scott, don't feel too bad. I didn't watch any movies other than the pod movie. I did, however, sit down for 2.5 hours, obviously including commercials on AMC Monday night, watching the 2-episode premiere of the final season of Better Call Saul, and I am fucking so jacked. It was a little bit of a slow start, but it was exactly what it needed to get you caught back up, and just sets up a whole bunch of shit that's just going to be explosive as fuck for the rest of the season.
Hold on, though. Doesn't AMC do limited commercials? Or is that some advertising lie?
They did right away. Yeah, that's what I seriously was thinking the same thing. Like, right away, Jim, they were like, oh, now here comes just 1 minute of commercials, or like Better Call Saul, I'll be back in 1 minute. But then by the time they got like definitely after the first episode and into the second of the two-part premiere, they were definitely doing full-fledged commercials, and it dragged.
Yeah, because AMC's whole claim to fame was this limited commercials bullshit, which used to be what cable did in general.
Right, definitely a few, but like I said, those two episodes both clocking in around 55 minutes then should not have taken 2.5 hours.
Did the rumors come to fruition this episode already?
No. Not yet. Are you talking about two characters?
May or may not be, yeah.
Not yet, but I'm sure they will. Oh, fuck,
that's crazy.
That's part of it that takes a little bit of the thunder out. Like, when a certain character might be in trouble, you obviously know that they're in Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. if you've seen it, because this is a prequel, obviously. So you kind of, they got that kind of like ruins the thunder a little bit, but at the same time, it's like you don't know how the fuck they're going to get out mm-hmm. of these situations, and that's what you're really looking forward right. to. So it's going right. to be great. Can't okay. wait.
Oh. Sweet sexual music. Sound that is the hype horn. So this is a big hype horn. I did read it. I watched all the trailers. I did my homework, Jim, but I want you to go ahead and
first and last time.
No, I'm here now. I got no excuses. I got no excuses. So why don't you lead us off? What are we getting hyped about? Because I am fucking hyped.
So
about
the first
this.
One is just continuing an amount of stupid hype that we had talked about a little bit. First of all, there's a Barbie movie coming starring Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie. Will Ferrell has been cast to join this movie. No idea in what role, but I mean, I like Will Ferrell. I don't know about the two of you.
Yeah. What? This movie is, this is real? This is a thing?
It is a Do Barbie think, movie.
Wow.
Is it, maybe we discussed this and I just forgot already. Is it going to be like dolls, or are they going to be like actual people and just playing like those characters?
I thought it was actual people.
Which would make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, and I'm a little more interested because then Margot Robbie.
She'll be in a lot of nice outfits.
And I mean, Ryan Reynolds also, absolute nuke as well.
A live action feature film based on the popular line of Barbie
toys. He's still
good
looking.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, but then Will Ferrell, how the fuck does he fit in?
I mean, no. They've got other friends, like there's Ken and whatnot. God only knows who Will Ferrell will be, but.
You
can only assume that Gosling is playing Ken.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's Will Ferrell.
Right.
Maybe we shouldn't assume.
That'd be awesome.
The only two listed that have roles given to them are Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken. No one else on the IMDb has listed roles
name
yet.
Well, can you name another Barbie? Huh. I can't.
Skipper.
No.
Skipper? Who's Skipper?
It's Barbie's niece, I believe.
God, you're just better than me, Jim. Damn it.
It's not hard.
No.
Jim's just got kidding. His finger on the pop culture.
Yes,
pulse.
He does.
Okay, so next we got young Adam. Walker Scorbell from The Adam Project has been cast as Percy Jackson in an upcoming Disney Plus series. Oof. I never watched those movies or read the books. I don't know. It holds a lot of like sentimental value for a lot of people. I know those books were really popular, yeah. but never made it across my radar. Mm.
All I know is Alexandra Daddario was in the other Percy Jackson movies, and she's always good looking, so.
You have
that's
my attention.
That's all I know about those movies. That's all I know. If you ask me if they're good or not, I couldn't tell you, because I don't think I've really seen them. But
I'm not sure they were like wildly in. Good. I think people hold on to them more so because of the books, and they enjoyed those, but
right.
whatever. This will be hype for someone. Next is they are making a movie about spirit Halloween stores. Synopsis I found is a group of middle schoolers discover a spirit Halloween store is haunted and must survive the night.
Come on.
The film stars Christopher Lloyd and Rachel Lee Cook and will release in October.
You know,
of course.
I was going to say this. Remember how we have the big basketball game on Space Jam where we're just fucking slinging advertisements? That is what is going to happen in this movie, without a doubt.
It's
going to
be pop culture references everywhere. Oh.
Yeah, I'm an idiot, but what's like what encompasses a spirit?
Okay,
Halloween?
Here. No, I got
those
this.
Pop up stores that pop up in
yeah.
old
oh,
Kmart.
So like the things you'd see at our old mall.
Yeah, it's like
got that thing.
A perfect example of a spirit Halloween is like it's like a store that has way more room than it needs, and then they just like fucking throw racks of bullshit in it. That's what a spirit
Halloween is. Shitty masks, scream knives with like sense. The pumping blood.
Unbelievably overpriced bullshit too. Unbelievably overpriced. Yeah. Like we went in there to get a costume and for me to be French fries was $65 for fucking French fries.
And then there's always, you know, the by default section that just has like sexy
seriously
or
no,
sexy
it's
devil.
Further than that now.
It's what they like. Like what
it's
says
further.
Now on the
it's
tag.
Further than that now. Like it's a borderline porn section, is what it is. It's it's insane. And then there's just like there's costumes that just aren't even funny. How like obvious the joke is. Like it like it'll be like huge package. And then it's just like a fucking cardboard box. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh. It's just stupid. So, Spirit Halloween. I'm intrigued by this movie, of course. Like, I have to see this. I mean, I'm.
You know, like the masks are gonna be like moving around and eyes.
But the thing is, like,
maybe one of the horror gags will be getting like some fucking communicable disease from the masks
ooh.
That everyone tries
oh.
on in front of the rack.
Ooh. And then over under on like 4 COVID costumes in this movie. I'm gonna go with over.
Yeah, someone will like run around a corner and see a big like bacterial
oh,
germ
no.
and just be like, "Wah!"
What are we gonna get there with that? I mean, we're gonna get there with that in movies soon, aren't we?
Michael Bay already made a movie about COVID-23 or whatever the fuck it was.
Right, I missed that one.
It seems as though it was worth missing.
But anyway, if there's a worse place to have a plot of a movie than Spirit Halloween, I don't know what it is. Like, that is insane that they pulled this shit off. I have
to imagine how cheap this is going to be.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
There you go. Well, you have hype for it. October. You can watch it with Halloween Ends or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right.
Like a double feature.
God, we're only like 4 months away. Let's fucking go.
6
is really only way more
whatever
than 4 months to October. Yeah,
summer.
Close enough,
you know?
At the intersection of video games and movies, Ghost of Tsushima is getting a movie adaptation. I discussed separately with Adam a little bit, and we both kind of agree that this is something no one asked for, no one really wants. If they're just going to redo the story, it's really pointless.
Okay, so we're
if
mad.
It's just set off somewhere else in the universe, who the fuck cares if you're not talking about the main character of the movie or of the video game? Excuse
go.
me.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you ever play this one, Anthony?
No, I've heard of it. I've heard it was really good.
It was pretty good. I have not finished it, of course. I believe Adam did try it, but didn't finish it either.
Yeah. Well, I'm just still holding out hope for, speaking of like video game stuff, is The Last of Us TV show just any good at all? That'd be great.
When's that coming
out? We haven't heard anything about that in quite some time.
No new updates lately.
Good. That's always good things. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as it's scheduled to release on time, usually no news is good
news,
I suppose.
True,
right, if it's not, like, getting recasted or new writers and all kinds of shit like that, generally a good thing.
Right.
So the original 5-film plan for Fantastic Beasts now kind of hinges on the success of the most recent one, Secrets of Dumbledore, which came out within the last week or so. Apparently, there's currently no script written for the 4th installment. As well as Ezra Miller has been arrested in Hawaii again.
What's this guy doing, man?
This time he threw a chair that hit someone in the head, causing a like half-inch gash in her forehead to start bleeding. She did not want medical attention, so it seems as though it wasn't terribly severe, but he has been arrested for it.
He was throwing a chair?
Dude seems to really be off the deep end.
He threw a chair?
Yeah, is he just in Hawaii just getting black on
Hawaii drunk, is
normally,
not...
Which normally I wouldn't question anybody, but when you start hurting,
you don't
people,
rage
you know,
in Hawaii.
Kind of...
You just fucking like chill drink. You know, you get like.
Well, the prior arrest was for busting into some couple's home and like threatening to burn them alive or bury them alive.
How doesn't that get you jail time, by the way? How do you get away with
that?
I mean,
you got arrested.
Okay.
Seems as though, you know,
but
they're waiting to press charges and have a trial or something. I don't.
If you're threatening to burn someone alive in their house, which you broke into, I mean, I feel like in the eyes of the law, that's jail time. I don't know. Like, I think
that's just
yeah.
Me, right?
Like,
yeah.
If I did that, I'm probably in jail. Probably. I don't know.
Fame buys you some special things too. God only knows what's going on there.
I mean, he's a white male as well. That usually helps too. So maybe I would be fine. I don't know. Probably.
High point of hype, second highest point of hype is the Doctor Strange second trailer. More shots of what we can only assume is the back of Patrick Stewart's head. A really good shot of zombie Cumberbatch. as well as more discussions with Wanda. You get to see the Professor X chair rolling down the hallway to what appears to be Cerebro.
I'm really fucking hyped for this movie.
May 6th. This is going to be too much. It's a release date.
It's like two weeks away.
Actually, 2 weeks.
Fucking can't wait. Yeah.
I just don't like, I mean, this is where my world just gets hurt a little bit because I'm not like super up on all the X-Men. I haven't seen Logan yet, guys. I'm going to be like hand up. I know.
What the fuck,
so,
dude?
Two things. One, I haven't seen Logan and this was my first time seeing Die Hard. So that, this is... Should I be even here? Should I just leave?
Your warm welcome back is wearing really thin.
I know. So, like, I need to catch up on that stuff before I watch this movie, I feel like. I should.
Logan is a high point of all comic book movies. It's incredibly good.
That one I really do want to watch, so I was pissed I didn't make that show, because that's usually how I can convince Cass we need to watch these movies. It's like, well, it's for my job. You know?
Currently available on ABC.com, however the fuck you watch stuff on there.
That's where Logan's available?
Apparently.
ABC.com?
I think Logan's on Prime.
Oh, there we go. I know that one.
It's just what IMDb told me.
That's okay. I'll get around to that one for sure. But, you know, I'm excited for this movie too, because I'm a huge Benedict Cumberbatch fan. And also, who's the actress that plays Wanda?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, huge crush on her. Huge. I don't know what it is.
This movie's going to be insane. I mean, it's going to one-up No Way Home somehow.
The new Wanda costume is totally, like, got some hardcore, like, leather dominatrix themes, if that trips your trigger.
Maybe that's what it is. That might be it. Well, wait, Anthony, are you saying it's going to be better than No Way Home? So,
I mean, it's right in the title that they're doing multiverse shit, which we've all talked about wanting really bad.
No Way Home walked so multiverse could run could be the theory here. That
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. True. That there is the definition of too much, but I feel like for a pod, we love the too much.
I really do.
It says on the coffee shop here in town, more of a good thing is always wonderful.
There you go. Fuck yeah. Let's be on that side. For sure.
I know. And I love that Sam Raimi's directing it, and I trust Marvel so far. They really haven't let us down in this next phase. Right. So
hoping for some PG-13 horror-esque feel from it. You know, as much as they can get into that, which would be, if they would take the kid gloves off, would make the MCU even better.
Right.
More video game movie hype. Jason Momoa is set to star in a Minecraft movie.
Mm-mm. Come on.
Again, leading the list of things no one asked him to do.
Yeah. And no one needs a fucking Minecraft movie.
I don't know what the fuck it's going to be. Building? Like, I can't even imagine it.
Like, oh my God, housing prices are insanely high right now. Let's just build.
Blocks running around. Yeah, like...
Whatever. I mean, they pulled off the Angry Birds movie pretty well. So, I mean, they'll figure it out, I'm sure.
It has a synopsis on IMDb.
Oh, please.
The malevolent Ender Dragon sets out on a path of destruction, prompting a young girl and her group of unlikely adventurers to set out to save the overworld.
This doesn't make sense.
So it's gonna be Lego movie set in Minecraft.
Jason Momoa is the only one cast as per IMDb.
Yeah, and he's gonna be Chris Pratt, lead Lego, except for lead black
pretty much
figure.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah. There, I saw the movie already.
Next.
100%. Yep.
Next. Thor Love and Thunder trailer has finally dropped. Sat on this for forever. It now has set the record for closest original trailer date to movie release date, beating out Incredible Hulk, which had the prior record. What do you guys think?
What were they holding on to? Like, I mean,
just because there's not much
there. Right. I mean, so when's the movie? Is it May 26th, I want to say?
Oh God! Now you're showing how little I know.
Later than that,
because I thought I saw May 20. Numbers are fucked up right now in my head. But I think
July 8, 2020.
Wow. Okay.
I
mean, nothing happened in that trailer at all.
It's still just the vibe.
That's true. Like,
it was to set the tone of the soundtrack, and then
give it to the song. Yeah.
Yeah. Show that they're dropping Fat Thor.
I don't,
right. You know, because a hero just, can't be fat.
I really don't think, I mean, I'm excited for it, but nothing, yeah, we didn't see shit in that other than, you know, the Guardians are going to be in it, but like, I think we knew that.
And Natalie Portman as Mighty Thor.
That's who that was.
That's her at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it looks cool.
Which they had dropped at Comic-Con, like a... you know, and then confirmed again, and now they finally put it on video. I was discussing with AJ, and he and I both agree that we wish they would have said nothing about it in the trailer at Comic-Con ever. They should have just waited to drop it in the movie.
Mm.
Right. So is that going to be, we think, some sort of, like, ripple effect from the multiverse?
Interesting.
I don't know how she pops up in the comics, because this is, she is in the comics, you know, at least in a mini run.
Right. And she's, Natalie Portman plays Jane, right?
Correct.
In his first two movies. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Mighty Thor is always Jane Foster, from my understanding, you know, so it's like her person becomes powerful somehow. Right. I don't know how they're going to do that here, if she somehow gets Thor's powers passed on to her and he becomes normal or what. That is generally kind of the way that happens. His powers are passed, so Thor himself would become normal.
Hmm. Right.
In terms of, like, comic book tropes, right? But God only knows what they'll do there, because I don't know how many more movies they got Hemsworth roped in for.
Yeah.
Well.
And how much longer they'll use her, like, because they've been building this for a long time. Like, that's the reason she left from Thor 3, is they weren't getting the Lady Thor fast enough, because they had promised it to her, like, years and years and years ago.
Hmm. Well, I have two pieces to add. One, this is important. Cassie made a t-shirt for the We've Seen That podcast. I wear it to the gym every day, and two people have now looked at it. I know it, that the eye contact has been established. And do I need to put on the back of it, like, this is my podcast? Our podcast? Like, what...
No, when you catch them looking at it, you just got to, like, point at their eyes, you know, with the two fingers. Like, you know, dude, look at my shirt. I'm looking at you. I see you looking.
The thing about the gym is I don't think anybody wants to make eye contact. That's just me. I'm not there to, like, fucking... I mean, I am there to advertise. Like Jim said, I'm a walking billboard. But...
Yeah, I think that's how you got to look at it. You just leave
so
it
my other too. Thought...
Because oftentimes the most simple
here's my other advertisement thought. There's a guy in the gym that's 18 times more attractive than I am. Should I give him the shirt? That's a fair question, I think.
Hey, attractive guy, do you
and
want
don't even
shirt?
Get me started.
Right off my sweaty ass back.
Oh, don't even get me started about just passing them out to everybody and then everybody wears it on the same day. Like, that... No, it's we're on the ground floor there.
It's like a flash mob, but less cool.
In the mail, you guys will get one soon. Not that soon, but soon. So the other piece of hype, I might be the only one still on board with Stranger Things, but the fourth trailer looks fucking awesome. I don't know if either of you caught it.
I did.
Yeah, it was two Journeys Separate Ways, which I very much enjoyed. So I'm excited for that to come out, which does come out. That, I think, is May 26th. That's what I fucking had in my head. Yeah.
Could be. They're really getting weird well, I now, think, though. There's like a fucking...
I think they. I think this might be the last one. Is,
well, I sure hope so.
See, everybody... I don't still know. On
season
it.
5 is going to be the last one. That's been confirmed.
There's another season? Okay.
Supposed to come out later this year already, even. May 27 is the date for season 4.
27? There you go. And 5 comes out this year still?
Supposedly.
What?
Is what I was reading. And that'll be the last one.
Holy shit. Okay. Well, that...
Well, maybe they...
It's been 3 years. When I looked at that, I was like, holy shit, it's been 3 years. That's pretty crazy that 3 came
out. Have you guys heard about this debacle over at Netflix?
Fucking lost a lot of people.
Since their last like quarterly earnings call, they lost over 200,000 subscribers that canceled their subscriptions when they had projected 2.5 million in gains.
Well,
their stock has lost 20-30% of its value.
I mean, this is what happens when it's a saturated market. Like, there's so many fucking things to watch right now. And Netflix hasn't exactly been pumping out the hits that much. I mean, they just have been starting to put more older content on there. Like, the newer content hasn't been that good, in my opinion.
Like, look at that drop off. I'm showing you guys the graph here. You see that? That's within the last week.
Oh my god, I probably will buy that dip, because they'll come back. I mean, this is like a there's new shiny toys but everybody comes back home.
Well, plus they've always been really hard on like password sharing too, which I understand to a point, but you can't like openly come out and be
not
a
that,
dick about it because people are
not
just
that I'm
pissed.
Gonna try and get this blown, but I've been password sharing for fucking ever and nothing's changed, so are they actually that hard on it? I don't know.
They're testing it in places like Chile, Peru,
keep it there.
And Brazil.
Keep it there.
Right now.
Poor bastards. That sucks.
God.
Anyway, that's
probably where all the cancellations came from.
That's my hype. So that's a good hype, boys. And let's roll right into it. My first time on the watch through with Bruce Willis's Die Hard here. So, Jim, do you have the IMDb synopsis?
Of course I do. An NYPD officer tries to save his wife and several others taken hostage by German terrorists during a Christmas party at the Nakatomi Plaza in Los Angeles.
Well, that...
Currently available to stream on Prime. Clocks in at 2 hours and 12 minutes, rated R, from 1988.
So let's start here with this being my first watch through, and the biggest debate of all time is this a Christmas movie? Who says this isn't? That's...
Morons.
After rewatching it, yes.
I mean,
it definitely
for God's
is.
Sake,
they're
singing
the
whole time.
The guys, the
he's traveling to see his family,
time.
Bringing gifts.
Yeah, I mean, they mention Santa and reindeer. Ho 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 is written on a dead guy's chest. Like, what are we talking about? What isn't a Christmas movie? I don't know.
And at the end, they play "Joy to the World."
If you
as like the building is blowing.
If you don't think this is a Christmas movie, please send an email. Why? Because I
And tell us why you're wrong.
Like, what would the thought be? Because there's not fucking cookies and lights up. I mean, Christ,
there's lights.
Right. Exactly. There's
people getting shit canned on the 30th floor of the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
And doing coke in some lady's office.
Yeah.
I just want to quickly jump in here and just ask if you guys noticed, if you watched it on Prime, Prime's synopsis of it is literally one sentence. I'm going to read it to you. John McClane, comma, officer of the NYPD, comma, tries to save his wife.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really trying to dumb it down, yes, accurate.
Pretty much. It's just,
you know,
crazy.
I love it. I don't even know where to start with this movie, but one thing that I loved more than anything, I mean, Alan Rickman as the villain is pretty fantastic, but his minions, oh my God, what a fucking crew. Favorite villain crew of all time.
Stereotypical white guy, white villain with just long blonde hair is like half of them.
All
German.
Fucking German Fabio.
And like I love in the beginning when they're running into this building and just like causing chaos with the lights, and like this guy comes in with the saw, and like I don't really know what would have happened if the other guy hadn't finished his job, but like he just was like, fuck it, I'm gonna cut these fucking things. I don't know what would have happened if he didn't stick all his wires in or whatever, but...
He was cutting phone lines. I think the concern was that one of them would be like, if this is cut, it's going to call the police lines. Alert.
I see. Yeah. I see. I mean, plot-wise, there's not much of a plot. I mean, we got evil guys coming to steal money, essentially. I mean, it's not money. It's, what is it? Bonds.
Bearer bonds.
Well, so we could establish they're there to steal $600 million in
Jim, I don't
bonds.
Know a ton about bonds, but I have a question.
It's not like a bond the way you and I know about.
Right, but my question is, how can they spend this money? If they get it all, like, aren't the bonds in the name of the company? So, like, how did they cash them is my question.
Well, that's what the
bearer
like,
bonds bearer
line.
Is like you are the bearer of this bond, so it's not registered to someone.
Oh,
it is
God.
Whoever holds the physical piece of paper,
and
it's a stupidity of finance.
And also, you know how old this movie is, because Alan Rickman claims that those are going to gain 15% in what fucking world?
I think it was 20 or something. The guy said we'll be sitting on the beach earning
20%. What are you talking about?
Like
if there's a bond out there that gains 20%, give me all of them, please, because they don't. My biggest pro of this movie was the use of machine guns rampant. Like
Yeah, they're all running around with MP5s.
And just like, and bullets are not an issue. Nobody ever runs out of bullets, and that's the best part of this.
False. John McClane runs out at the end.
What, does he really?
He uses the very last one to kill the very last bad guy.
Oh, but no, didn't his friend Al do that?
Wow.
You're talking about the guy out front of the... I'm talking about Rickman and the last terrorist that is holding his...
That's right. That's true. He does have one more bullet at the end. Okay, Anthony, you said you have a favorite Alan Rickman line. I want to hear it.
Yeah, and it comes quite early in the movie. So after the guys have stormed, you know, Nagatomi Plaza and have sort of taken everybody hostage, the, like... I guess I'm going to call him like CEO of the building or whatever.
Mr. Takagi.
Takagi. They take him hostage to try to ask him the passwords to get into the safe where the bonds are. And he's like, I really don't fucking know. And then Rickman obviously shoots him on the count of three. And then he proceeds to go out and he's talking to the hostages and they were like asking about him. And then Alan Rickman in like a straight face just literally goes, he will not be joining us for the rest of his life. It's just like the most basic villain comment of all time. And I just loved it, especially the way he fucking delivered it. It was just, he's such a casual terrorist villain, but he's so great. And I would dare say he's an iconic villain. Like Hans Gruber is like in the upper echelon fucking of like
great fucking
villains.
Name too. Great. I mean, his name is fantastic. Hans Gruber. You don't want to mess with...
It's the most basic German name they could come up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome.
As for Bruce Willis, he truly does play the police cowboy. Like, that is what he is the entire time. Because he's like... He's just so ridiculously over the top that it's perfect. I think that's what I love about him in this movie. Is like, everything is just like, the cavalry's coming, boys! Like, he's just like, let's fucking go. And nobody really helps him, pretty much.
He hams it up quite a bit. And he really leans into the whole act, I think. He's pretty self-aware in this movie. Like, there's so many different scenes where he's just talking to himself. Like, yeah, come to L.A. Come for Christmas. It's going to be great. You know? He does a lot of that
drink.
In these... Yeah. He does a ton of that in all of these Die Hard movies. So, like, it really... But obviously it starts here.
Classic.
So. It's
California comments, you know, from the beginning. That's always fun. I mean, like, I feel like this entire movie was just basically him climbing to the top. You know, he's just climbing a lot of shit. He's really just trying to figure his way around this entire building. And we see the whole thing. My favorite, one of my favorite parts of the movie was when he's just in the scaffolding. And for God knows what reason, there's a picture of a naked woman. I mean, what the hell? And of course, of course, Bruce Willis has to go by and touch it. Like, what the hell?
He like acknowledges it twice. Like the first time he like takes a look at it as he walks by, and then the second time he comes rolling through, he's like,
God, what a fucking weird.
He says, like, ooh, girls.
Yeah, ooh, girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was. God.
Other than that, I mean, you know, basically, this movie is just, you know, machine gun shots, blowing up shit, great explosions, two very fantastic explosions, one in the elevator shaft, which is my favorite explosion of the movie, because it just blows up all the way from the bottom of, after he's thrown C4 to the bottom of it, and he does the classic, oh shit, and like just gets blown backwards. I love that. I don't know. Great fucking explosion. Is C4 that explosive?
I mean, it's a very popular explosive.
Okay.
I guess my just throwing C4 at something shouldn't explode it. Like, you need a spark.
Oh.
So I guess what you see him do is he places C4 on a office chair, then places a computer monitor screen down on top of it, back when they were the old boob tube ones, and tapes that shit all together. So I guess as that falls to the bottom of the elevator shaft, I'm misunderstanding where the spark that is going to light the C4 is coming from.
And obviously,
because the monitor's obviously unplugged, but
that's clearly not important. We just got a massive explosion. That's what, and while this car is, while this police car is trying to come in to help him, and they have a fucking rocket launcher. When they fired it the first time, I thought they were pretty far away from it. That, and then, like, the next shot, you see they're literally, like, directly above it. It's like, oh, there's the car, there's a shot. Like, I mean, I feel like they would have gotten some reciprocal from that, but I don't know. Like, whatever. Pretty fucking cool to see the rocket launcher. That was probably the coolest weapon of the movie, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah. This movie was nominated for
Stop it.
You're fucking kidding.
It was. I mean, granted, it was all visual and, like, sound and film editing, but still nominated.
I can understand that. I can understand that. But yeah,
I feel like the edit is not terribly strong because it still clocks in at fucking 2 hours and 12 minutes. I agree. You know, that's a lot.
I agree. That's one of the negatives I have of this movie. It's too long.
True. If you could trim this down to a 1:45, I mean, we'd be talking real hot shit.
The dialogue between, like, him and his wife or whatever. I mean, she's never not his wife, right?
They're married. She just has elected to go by her maiden name for some reason. She's trying to make it in this tech company and for some reason feels that being Miss Gennaro as opposed to Mrs. McLean will help
her. I'd like to talk about that a little bit. So what am I missing there? Because she might be able to be gotten? Is that, like, the theory there? Like, hey, she's single, maybe I'll, you know, like, what's the...
I don't know about that, but she's salty with him because he was not very supportive of her move out to
California,
LA to take this job because he wanted to stay in New York and do his job as a cop.
Yeah, I love the part when she was like, the kids would love to have you. I'd love to have you. And I'm like, oh, wait, they're still married. Like, and he just straight up was like, no, go to fucking California. I got guys to get in New York. What an absurd thing. Absurd. Like...
Yeah, not like there's not policing to do in California.
Yeah, so I think I want to talk about that. I mean, John McClane's kind of an asshole. Like, I mean,
not wrong.
Like, how do you not just go to California? You would have plenty of bad guys to get in California. Like, it's almost like he likes the criminals better in New York. Like, he
I have not seen Die Hard 2 in forever. Anthony, maybe you know the answer, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're divorced in 2.
Could be. I haven't seen it in a while either. I think all these movies deserve a rewatch. I know I am a huge fan of it would be the newest one.
Live Free or Die Hard.
No. Live Free or Die Hard with Justin Long. Scott.
I have Justin seen that Long. One. That I have movie, seen that one.
I will go to bat for that movie. I think it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. So that one's sweet. Bunch of hacker shit. I'm always down for a great hacker movie. You know, that they kind of just take over the United States, like,
fucking love, grid. Fucking love that you just referred to Justin Long as my boy. We're tight. Fuck yeah. Justin, get on the pod.
What do you guys think of the dynamic between, obviously Powell is really supportive, but, like, do you really think, like, once they've, like, found out that he was a cop, that, like, the... LAPD or wherever they are, the California cops would be such
it's unbelievable. Like, it doesn't make any sense. This guy's just like,
that's the, like, deputy chief wanting to, you know, put on his big boy pants and run the show, but it's, you know, until the FBI shows up and takes it away from him anyways.
But who in the that fucking scenario with this many hostages would be this confident in being an asshole? Like, that's what I'm like, wait, he's got experience with this or something, because he's just like,
you gotta, as far as I'd see it, you have a guy on the other side, you know, and now you're just, all you can talk about is arresting him because he apparently let some hostage get killed, you know, and it's just like,
and
yeah, he let the guy who was doing coke in his wife's office die because the guy was claiming to know him. So Hans Gruber shot him in the head because he wasn't able to, like, provide a useful information.
That's a really
that guy's own fault.
That's a really strange scene, by the way. This guy was just smiling ear to ear the whole time and just gets capped. I mean, like, and Bruce Willis, like, seemed to care about him a little bit. I don't know. Like, you don't know me. You don't know me. Come on. And then just bang. Like, nobody gives a shit about that guy. Truthfully. Asshole. I know. But, no. The cops, like, that makes no sense to me. They shouldn't. Like, why would you? I don't understand why you're being so hostile.
I think it was just, like, done to add, like, more drama, I guess. But. I don't know. And then the FBI showing up, they were just completely worthless. Yeah. They show up, they take over, and then they decide that they're going to fly up to get to get the hostages, but also just, like, open fire on everybody once they get up there and kill about 20%, but then they don't give a shit about killing 20% of the hostages as long as they kill
the terrorists. This movie portrays that the FBI just can do whatever the fuck they want, and what...
It's just two guys, too, and they're just like, oh, now we're in the chopper and we're just gonna shoot everybody. Johnson and Johnson. But then they get shot
not related.
Jesus Christ.
I think they were thinking that when they stormed the roof to get the hostages, the terrorists would open fire and that they would lose 20 to 25% before they could take out all the terrorists. They were not intending to shoot the hostages themselves.
Well, maybe that's what it was, but they went up there.
Why'd they blow
the Yeah, they didn't fucking care about them, though, that's for
what
sure.
What was the point of blowing up the roof?
They wanted to blow up the helicopters and kill the hostages.
That is...
Yeah.
Fuck, that's some good shit.
And then, yeah, and then make it look like, you know, everybody was killed so they could sneak out.
Yeah, including the terrorists, because they're not going to look for you if you're dead.
I also would like to give all the villains of a movie props for being able to shoot behind Bruce Willis for as much as he could outrun the bullets, which happened frequently. Maybe three times.
I think he only takes one direction.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. They're just spraying at his feet the whole time.
The most blatant one, too, is when that guy's like on top of that long ass table and Bruce Willis is just like squirming underneath it, and the guy
then he's like
would not
there's no more table.
You can see
what are you gonna do now?
You can fucking see him squirming through, like, just shoot to the side, you'd get him.
And he's like, oh, next time I suggest you don't hesitate to kill somebody. So then Bruce Willis, of course, just shoots him right through the table. Yeah. Just like ridiculous shit.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, obviously movie ends with, you know, Bruce Willis wins. Al, his guy on the outside, gets a nice shot in the end. You know, what we knew was coming.
Fun, whether you want to call this terrifying technology, like listening to everything I do or whatever, I was like scrolling through Facebook and like this video popped up and it was like from TikTok or something, but it said, it was like a fun fact about this movie, and I saw it today and I'm like, this so I watched it, and it was when Hans Gruber or Alan Rickman falls off the building eventually, you know, when he releases him from his had his hold of his wife's hand and he's able to get him off and he falls to his death. Apparently, like, the shock face that he makes when he's falling is like 100% genuine, I guess, because they stunt people told him they were going to release him on the count of three and dropped him on one to really get a real reaction out of him. So they kept it in. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know, what do we need to talk about anything else? Or can we go in the scores? Because I'm excited to give my score just because you guys are hard on me. I'm going to start.
That makes me seem like you're going to fucking just
bash
it now.
No, this is a 7 out of 10. A 7 out of 10 for Die Hard. I think the biggest flaw of it is its length. That's truly where I did find myself getting bored towards the end of the movie. But as for, like, just badass action type movie, I had a blast with it. It was a lot of fun. A lot of explosions, a lot of gunshots. Only halfway through the movie did Cassie ask me to turn it down. I got a lot longer than I thought I would because each scene of machine guns was just like, oh shit, she's going to get pissed. But Cassie would give this a 0 out of 10. She did not like this movie, and I can't really fault her on it. Definite guy movie for sure. But yeah, 7 out of 10 for Die Hard. Anthony.
Nice.
Yep.
Me? All right. One notch higher. I gave it an 8. I just, because I've talked ad nauseum, I'm just a sucker for these classic, like, 80s, 90s action movies, because it's basically what I grew up with. I haven't watched this movie in a long time, so I'm glad we chose it, because I love going back to it. It's awesome. I'll have to watch the other, at least 2 and 3, because I haven't seen those probably in equally as long. I will say I agree, it's a little winded. I think you could have cut out a few of, like, the monologues that Bruce makes, especially
because,
like,
there's a lot of heart too.
Yeah, and one of, like, the heart-wrenching, or, well, supposed to be pulling on the heartstrings when he's talking to you know, his buddy cop about sending a message to his wife that, like, goes on for about, like,
he's not
gonna
remember a damn thing.
Like, just say you want him to tell her you're sorry. You don't need to, like, say it 4 different times. in four different ways, and then also be like, you know, yeah, she's gonna like never suspect me to say I'm good, saying I'm sorry, but I'm really am saying I'm sorry. Like, it's like, Jesus Christ, just shut up and go kill the guy, you know.
In addition to the fact that the vast majority of Bruce Willis's interaction with other characters is him talking into a fucking radio or shooting Germans, and that's really about it.
Yeah, and that's all I'm here for, is the shooting part.
And then so making out with his wife before she's even done screaming because Hans was trying to pull her out a window.
Very aggressively, and he's just covered in blood, too. He just gets it all over. You know, it's a little greasy. But yeah, 8 out of 10, still really fun. Definitely a Christmas movie.
Jim.
What about 7 out of 10, there's no question this is a Christmas movie. Between the soundtrack, gifts, you know, it's fucking Christmas party. Him and his wife reconcile at the end. Nothing better than Christmas does that. There are trees up. I don't know what the fuck else people want other than Santa to fucking show up himself.
True.
Which would really ruin the realism of the movie.
That must be what they want. I don't know. Fucking dumb.
But yeah, no, it gets a little long in the tooth, you know. Lots of monologues. Way too much of Bruce Willis talking into a radio, like I said. Because, you know, he doesn't have anyone to act directly against for 90% of his time in the movie. In fact, him going off on his whole adventure here, he's sitting in his wife's office, like, changing out of his shirt or some shit. You know, all by himself already, even in one of the times where he could have been interacting with somebody else. You know, and that's a failure of the movie.
Yeah, right. I will say it did give us yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
And that's great. Iconic line, to say the least.
Gets, like, 3 points for that automatically.
True. Some of the one-liners did give it points, that's for sure. All right. Well, that is a wrap on Die Hard, and... let's talk about the schedule.
I just looked at it. I already want to do. Let's see Paul
Allen. Let's see Paul Allen's card. Wait. Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. We're watching that movie without a doubt. Yeah. So, 100%. Is that the right one though? Or are we, Anthony? Are you thinking of Psycho? No, it is American Psycho. You're right.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It. Okay, so we're gonna watch American Psycho next week, and I have the movie for the week after, just because, guys, I've been recommended a movie by, well, one individual from work, Megan. She's recommended this like 1,000 times, but this movie's been recommended to me by more people than I've, like, it just keeps happening. So, American Psycho next week, and the week after that, Encanto. That seems to make sense, right? Like, let's just...
to total opposite ends of the spectrum, but that's just gonna show.
Yeah, we're gonna show off the range, but my God, American Psycho, for sure. There is a lot to unpack in that film, and I think that I'd like to already state I think that movie is a masterpiece, Anthony. I really do.
It's very good.
Let's do American Psycho then Encanto because we've got range, boys.
American Psycho being on HBO and Encanto being on Disney Plus. There it is. For those who want to watch along.
I've heard this song about not talking about Bruno. People seem to think this is a banger. I've heard it like once, but we don't talk about Bruno, I guess. I don't really. We'll get there.
Didn't win best song at the Oscars. It's not that great.
Ouch. There he is. My man. All right. Now how do we finish these episodes? Okay, Jim, tell the people where you can find us. Actually, I got this. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at @weave_scene_that, or email us at scenethatpodcast@gmail.com. That's scenethatpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, I was dead weight the last few weeks. I got to do something, right? Flawless. Like, you know.
It's almost as though that was written on the outline.
I'm not reading the outline. I don't know how to prove that.
Of course you're not.
Well, I'm staring right at you. Right. Actually, you wouldn't know if I am or not, so that doesn't make any sense. Boys, it was good to be back. The show is not about me. Just know that I know that. I know you guys kicked ass the last few weeks here, and it is better with all of us, obviously. But you guys still were fucking awesome without me, and I very much enjoyed it. And without Jim, like, this is what I've realized. Without Jim... we never have an outline, and the show is way more off the rails and just, like, not as good. That's a fact. I mean, we can both stay.
Yeah, people have heard
it's the not nearly as
consistency.
It's not nearly as structured. It's simply, what did we look up on the internet before the show? And let's fucking roll. So, Jim, I thank you for what you do with this outline, because it fucking saves my ass every week. So appreciate you very much. With that being said, thank you for listening to the 84th episode of the We've Seen That podcast. 85, American Psycho next week. I'm Scott.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jim. And roll credits.